Global.net, and it's not possible to answer all the hundreds and hundreds of emails I get per show, but I do group them and answer them in the next order of show. And the call-in number for Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443, and I just want to mention some movements that are going on while everyone's attention is being brought toward the Democrats and Republican candidates for president. But she's really not the president. It's really going to be the commander-in-chief for the next world war. So we have to be really careful as to how the forces at work for the global partnership and practices conferences that are occurring in Switzerland right now on who controls what and who's going to get what in terms of dividing up the world in economic values, which is what's going on as we speak. And also the Group of Eight is meeting in Tokyo and as we speak, and dividing up the economic policies that the front person who's going to be the commander-in-chief for America, it won't be America after New Orleans meeting on this month, because that's when it will be the North American continent, no longer the United States of America, North American continent comprising Canada, Mexico, and what was formerly the United States of America. The that meeting was mentioned in President Bush's State of the Union message that deal is done. And he gave the time of the meeting, and the rest of it's right there in the State of the Union. When we come back at the other end of the break, we're going to present what the Vatican is doing and some other issues that the United Nations has promulgated to be law for the next 10 years. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, February 10, 2008, and I wanted to mention about they look as if they don't connect, but they do, and we're going to talk about the Vatican in a minute. But the whole point of what the Beltway is doing concerning the people running for President of the United States are trying to be nominated to run and all the rest of it, we're going to talk about in the show in a little bit later. I know there's a sophistication that's going on in talk show host situations where you don't call, and in fact it's almost arrogant how some talk show hosts will say, "Well, my show is not a show, it's a program, and you get the real thing," and the rest of it. For a lot of those people that are out there, listen, first of all, yes, it is a program. I haven't been criticized for saying that, but the whole thing, when talk show hosts try to repeat me on national air, they don't have the knowledge to finish the sentence. So therefore, they try to copy me, but then at the same time, they can't finish the sentence. So this has been very troublesome for me, and in terms of I'm more interested in the listeners, and I'm more interested in the people that are listening around the world to Parker Pathways, and we're integrating and talking dots and putting them together with science and medicine and what's going on in the Beltway to put it through. But if you look at the presidential candidates, they're putting on a show. If they didn't put on a show, they'd tell you the truth, and then you'd have to have another problem and say, well, I don't want to hear that. I want to have the nice, fuzzy stuff. And so I'm sticking with it, that Parker Pathways is a program, but it's also a presentation of what the show is out there. And it's been this way for some time, and I want to call your attention to, in the archives for Parker Pathways, there's a show I did on July 22nd. 2007, and that's when I was presenting the exposés of the China contracts and the stock market change of point spreads, what I'm going to do is to pinpoint and tie in the July 22nd 2007 show with the one today, and on that show I had to make up the idea of what was involved in selling America and how the banks had been taken over and how the Chinese came in and worked their percentage and what was going to happen in a technological forecasting way in the year 2008. And so 2008's happened. The banks have been taken over. The home mortgage banking system's been taken over. And on a major percentage above 51% now by the Chinese government, who is just giving money to the United States, saying, well, you can pay us back later. We're going to own you in 2 years, so don't worry about it. And that's what they have said. Well, in the process of all of this, to back up on the fact that what the Vatican has issued is a new version of the Roman Catholic prayer. And this particular prayer is apparently offended a lot of Jews, who said that changes don't really go far enough, and the Jewish community has interpreted this new Vatican Roman Catholic prayer as requiring the members of their faith, in which includes all of humanity, to convert to Christianity in order to find salvation, is the criticism from the Jewish papers. The prayer for Jews is recited usually during Good Friday services of Easter week, which is really the most solemn week in the Christian calendar, and which is commemorating the suffering and death of Jesus Christ before his resurrection on Easter. And the prayer is really part of the old Latin rite, which is really called the Tridentine rite, which is celebrated before the liberation reforms of the Second Vatican Council in 1960. And this is why the Catholics have their new Mass that's used widely today. And so Pope Benedict XVI has allowed the wider use of the old Latin rite. And and so Jewish groups have been offended for a long time by the Good Friday prayer, and but this new Tridentine rite is now going to be as one of the staples for the beginnings of what I call, if you believe in religion, you will live and go to the right of the throne. If you don't, you'll go to the left of the throne. And this little, and that's right out of the Bible, for you folks that know about the Bible and its concepts. Now, the whole process of developing the new world is was all written on the basis of this particular religious belief, written on the tube that was sent to the constellation of Polaris 20 years ago, and there was a clock, and also the writings on the brass plate with the emblems and the rest of it that were in that tube. The declaration of putting in this particular rite had the symbologies on that plate, So in other words, what was promulgated by the Vatican has actually been placed on the tube into outer space, and it 20 years ago, and of course with the clock. Now the clock that is involved has got to do with the process of how we survive on Earth. I don't want to say how much of a contribution that was made by those of us who were involved at that time with the symbologies, of which I'm very familiar. But I will mention that it was mentioned about this being a water planet, and the symbologies, of course, that we chose in terms of the thing and being involved, that was a part of a Sanskrit symbol, and this Sanskrit symbol is very similar to the type of symbols that are used in various forms of cultures and masonry and that type of thing, but. What I was interested in was the symbol for the water planet that have what's called a tag. In other words, I wanted the tag to be represented, my input, that would be similar to the DNA sequence inversion. And that's a special symbol which hadn't been developed at that time and in a great form. So the infinity symbol was decided, but the concept of the beginning of the curve, the DNA molecule, was part of the symbology. Well, various forceful groups who were part of the United Nations input at that time wanted this to be part of the United Nations proclamation of the One World Order. And they put their symbol in, and then we put the thing, and we talked about DNA and the symbology and the rest of it. So all of that is tagged in to what the Vatican was putting forth as the new, as the beginning of the first phase of the Armageddon, which would be involved in the new prayers. So the new prayers were put out on February 4th of this year. And this is February 10th. So that particular capsule will be arriving on the outskirts of the Polaris concept of constellation contact with the clock. Now, the clock on the Doomsday Clock is part of a symbology, but I put together on the Parker Pathways, exposed what I put together, which was called the Water Doomsday Clock, and I haven't talked about it for several shows. And anyone that wants me to continue to talk about that, I intend to write extensively about this. I put together this clock in terms of mathematics and the concept of the change of the soil, the air, and the water, and on the effect of how the water contamination for the change of the gene structures of human beings was being promoted inside the body and outside the body by various interests who want the water change to be a killing machine. So involved in that, tagged into the fact that the United Nations decided that they would expose the fact that in the year 2008 will be the year of the potato. Now, the reason this is important is the fact that on the Doomsday Clock, the concept of placing it into space is all based on the concept of food and survival, and the potato being a staple of most Earth populations. The United Nations has declared that the potato now belongs to them. And the United Nations now has a declaration of 2008 as a declaration for the year of the potato, and the potato being the sustenance, which has to have water, and that's the staple food in this process of carbohydrate metabolism, to be controlled by the United Nations. Well, this is all part of the European Space Station, which is being promoted and put together as we speak. And we come back the other end of the break. We'll start putting other tags together and connections as to how all this connects. We've got 2 hours, a lot of commercials, not much time. So 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
February 10th, 2008. Tribute that I want to make with mentor, Joshua Lederberg. Joshua Lederberg was a Nobel Prize winner. Very instrumental in some of the contact that I had with him as a student. He was actually one of the greatest scientists of the 21st century, as far as anyone can piece together He developed the term exobiology, referring to the possibility of life on other planets. And he was in partnership with Carl Sagan, and developing of exobiology, which is going to be part of the European International Research Space Station, which will be docked and placed together, hopefully and successfully, as we speak. That's the Research Space Center will be there forever, according to the plans. The whole process by which I'm talking about the real world system of how to govern the world from outer space and developing the new synthetic biology for life in outer space and reproduction in outer space will be one of the goals of the European International Space Station. Government in space was placed together by Dr. Lederberg. He won his first Nobel Prize in 1958 concerning he discovered about bacteria reproducing sexually in a process called recombination, which is the basis of most medical advancements in stem cell research today and is the basis of many of the corporations that I talk about on Parker Pathways. And the concept of exobiology, of life on other planets, is very much part of the future international world. It's going to be called the international world, where we don't have nations, but we have planet nations, which will be way in the future, maybe not even in our lifetime, but is the basis of developing ways from spacecraft to develop life on other planets. And also to be involved in with a person like this, if I could just be 5% of the knowledge that he carried, it would be, I would consider myself having a good day. The idea, of George Tatum, which you probably have heard the name, was one of Professor Lederberg's students as well, and he developed the bacterial genetics concept that bacteria reproduced asexually by dividing into genetic and identical halves. This was very important because of the development of the fact that bacteria could divide and place it into the concept of viruses that could replicate in the same way for certain diseases, and that was the beginning of immune chemistry and the development of what we know today as autoimmune disease, which is what it was called before the moniker AIDS was placed on AIDS as we know it for sexually transmitted diseases. And a lot of people feel that they're tagged in a way to be singled out, and they don't want to talk about the fact that AIDS is transmitted. And that was a spinoff that is a whole other medical process and political process that's highly fantasized, and it's killing people. And Dr. Lederberg was able to place some paragraphs in the policies that the United States have a treaty outlawing the possession of germ warfare agents and placing the concept of bacterial genetics into the outlawing of germ warfare agents was part of that treaty, and 143 nations ratified that treaty, and that was Dr. Lederberg's work to put that forth. So we have one person who developed the NASA Viking mission on Mars, the development of collecting life from Martian soil, the development of the phrase of exobiology for a complete science discipline, which I sometimes talk about on some of the Parker Pathway shows on life on other planets, which is long ago been found and kept away from the public for a long time. And the discovery that bacteria and viruses reproduce sexually and asexually. Joshua Lederberg, one of the greatest scientists of the 21st century that contributes to today's Parker Pathways. See you at the other end of the break. You listeners in Australia, God bless you.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Parker, February 10, 2008. Wanted to mention, along with the United Nations declaring 2008 as the year of the potato and all its ramifications for control of food supply and water supply, there is another eulogy that I would like to make concerning the passing away of another great professor. His name is George York. And Professor George York was the one who investigated the outbreaks of botulism and and helped wineries deal with unsafe water. I credit him with the expose and the developing of the science of unsafe water in our food supply, the bacteriological problems of wastewater, which is part of the reusable water system that the United States government is promoting locally in practically every town in the United States, of our drinking reusable water, which I have a total absolute campaign of absolute scandal, corruption, and greed for city council members who are involved in these transactions, particularly with foreign governments and who own the waste disposal plants. Well, Professor York is the one who has the original chemistry and promoted it on the wastewater from food processors and slaughterhouses, and those were the basis of his expertise. And he also was responsible for the contaminated water supplies for wineries, how to make the water better so that the grapes would come out a little differently. And also Professor York taught improved ways to cure olives and canned tomatoes in a safer way. This is very similar to, the inspirations that I had early on the development of the frost-free strawberry, of which I was very much involved. The whole process of people don't realize that artichokes and strawberries are eaten as one of the primary foods around the world. And to have a frost-free strawberry means that people in lower temperatures around the world can grow that food, because the strawberry contains a 75% ratio of vitamin C, really necessary for sustaining life. I credit Professor George York with a lot of starting points on that. It is estimated that from his knowledge that he spread to all of us fledglings who were being exposed to plants that he used to carry around in a lunch bucket and show everybody what he was doing, his contribution to saving millions of lives from botulism and contaminated water at that time was just amazing. I just think that it was my fault for not picking up until the year around 2003, when organs weren't taking on organ transplants and discovered that chloramine causes collateral health damage, which I've written about. It's on the homepage of RBN. I might have been able to save a few more lives indirectly, but Professor York was the one who started saving lives, and it'll be a huge loss because the FDA has changed a lot of rules since he's died in the past couple weeks, and I'm going to try to get into it in the Parker Pathway show today. I started to mention something about it on the last Parker Pathway show, how the FDA is taking advantage of the loss of these giants to change the laws and the rest of it for their use. Which brings us very quick. We cannot have a program unless we discuss people that are running for president. Hope I don't totally offend everybody. But it's like my bumper music says, wake up, everybody. The whole process here is that there are, in Texas, for instance, there both parties can vote and come in and have their contribution on their voting. I hope they vote. Hope they vote well. But I really am not going to. I'm just not going to promote the concept of the people that are running for president, because I know too much about them, and what I know about them, you wouldn't want to like. You just won't like it. And the thing comes down to the fact that I'll leave you with a comment about Hillary Clinton. Wants to garnish wages for government health care. I've talked many times about the expose and the concept of the corruption of that, and also her speech that she gave coming out of Louisiana in the past 40 hours, and she's talking about the fact that, well, we're going to share our profits. You know, that's the socialistic concept of it. She had the idea that health care is a right. And that's part of the United Nations concept, where they promoted that in the year 2008 for the potato. It's a concept of the control who eats and who doesn't, and the concept of health care being under a United Nations flag under the social communist concept that was taken from Russia, which she promoted in her first book on social medicine. I have nothing but contempt for the program, and I'm sorry, listeners, but that's the way I feel. I'm not being politically correct, and I'm not being a Democrat or Republican or anything else. It's just a fact of life. There are some hard times ahead here. And then, of course, you have the Obama fellow. You know, he's saying the same line, we have to have change, but they've done a lot of focus groups right out in the open in front of America and asked the focus groups, well, what has Obama done? And he hasn't done anything. They can't remember what he's done because he hasn't done anything. And the Beltway knows, I know, and the fact is the whole thing that his, you know, you follow his frontpage.com, you can, they've taken out the links of the Islamic back. You know, they're having the footpaths and the airports and the whole thing and all of that. But the corporations are backing Obama. And then you have Senator Ted Kennedy. Senator Ted Kennedy backing Obama. Senator Ted Kennedy is one of the most astute meat eaters in the Senate. He doesn't do anything unless there's something at the other end. And the whole thing is, he knows Hillary personally. They helped her put her in New York to run as a senator in New York, and with Monahan, and put her in. But he's going on the Obama end. So what is disconcerting is the fact that you have what is nicknamed superdelegates, which are really union leaders, senators, and other people who may get in the Democratic caucus and convention and make the decision who's going to be the nominee. Well, what's the shocker is to wake up and find out that this kind of system has been in existence since 1980. And who put that into existence to take that away from the people that's come in to the whole process of this? It's just an observation. Well, I'm not interested in a liberal and a person who's backed by Islamic money, and I'm not interested in the whole concept of it. And yet you have superdelegates who are really party leaders, is what they're called. And they'll make the decision, and they'll make deals with each other. And a lot of these deals I've already exposed for the past year on Parker Pathways. I've given you the name of the companies. I've done everything but give you the name of the contracts. So the whole thing comes in. Now you got, and then you have on the Republican side, you know, the Hanoi Hilton for McCain, he's rode that theme for a long time, and God bless him, I survived too. But I was in a hole, eating rat meat. This is the year of the rat. So, I mean, I ate rat meat, you know, while I used him for, you know, a publicity campaign. We all knew it. But I got nothing against him in terms of the whole thing, but, you know, you have the backers coming in from the back door trying to support somebody that's going in there. I give you the good news as I'm giving you from the gut. We're going to need a meat eater. I don't think he's the right meat eater to do it, but I think he's probably the only one walking right now to be able to do it. We're up against some tough people out there in the Islamic fascist war that's coming. We're into Russia being a dominant player, already is in the terms of all of these munitions and the concept of the radioactive materials, which I tried to get into on the last show, which I'm going to try to bring in a little bit today, and how it's contaminating the food and water supply, which is their aim. The people that are involved in the Islamic fascist concept don't hide it, that they have intentions to destroy America. They've never hidden it. And they've just come forth on that and doing it, but the public has been rushing to support these little phrases that they don't realize that those phrases are backed up by nations and government that really want to see the concept of globalization of trade as a salvation for their corporate entity. So. So the whole process of this is the fact that trade is everything, globalization is everything. We have a caller from Kentucky. Mike from Kentucky. Mike, are you on air?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Thanks for calling Parker Pathways.
Turn up the volume on my phone so I can hear you. John McCain, your position seems to be going toward, and this wasn't why I originally called, but since I've been on hold, you started talking about John McCain. You see him as actually a sort of a glimmer of possibility here for keeping America sound for some time.
Well,
is that what you're getting at?
Well, I'm being very upfront. I'm not doing like other talk show hosts. I mean, not being politically correct about it. We are in deep trouble.
Well, there's a billion of various and sundry types of Muslims out there. There's also a billion Catholics. The only difference is I think the Muslims spend so much time infighting that they would be a lot worse of a force to be worried about, I think, if they didn't do quite so much infighting as they do. If there's a lot of infighting among the Catholics, then they hide it pretty well.
Well,
but they're just as influential as the Jewish people, I think, and they're just a lot more quiet about it.
That's right. And the thing is that I opened the show with an extraordinary piece of information that's an absolute bombshell. It's bigger than anything that you can think. When the Vatican put that new prayer in, and on the conversion that all humanity has to convert to Christianity, they laid the gauntlet down in terms of the line in the sand, because the Islamic people, they want the world to be their version of the world.
Yeah, it's kind of an ultimatum to the Muslims, and nothing unites people than more than a common enemy. So, you know,
that could get
the Muslims to lay down some of their stuff. And you know, what you're getting at here is kind of a long-range process that I think, you know, we have to consider has been going on for a very long time. And you can go back to the writings of Albert Pike and whoever and see little bits and pieces of where these, for lack of a better term, these eggheads have been trying to plan things that have gotten us into the situations that we're in right now. So I think that's what we have to do for, you know, followers of Ron Paul and that type of reform group.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to bring things back into balance in this
country.
Well,
you know, Mike, you mentioned Ron Paul. Now,
we have to be long-term is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I want to mention about Ron Paul because I want to follow on your thinking there because I want to make sure, because you're mentioning something important. Now, this is the deal that I see. I'm on the front line of where these courts are going and the processes and the research and the thing. You know, I'm right there. I'm only 15 minutes away half the time from where these world changes come down on the pot. And the only reason that is because of my background. I just happen to be there. There are a couple of things and things that I know I can't even say on air, and it drives me crazy. And the thing is, so I'm sitting back and I try to look at objective things. You know, and I look at Ron Paul, okay. Now, everything that Ron Paul says, if you were looking at it, and I'm nothing against Ron Paul, is it you saying, yeah, I say, geez, I agree with that. We shouldn't have overseas battles, and we shouldn't do this, and we shouldn't do that, and we should put a lock on the IRS building, and, you know, and he goes on and on. Now, if we were taken back in a time capsule to 1972, when the major policies were laid into effect in stone, which said that now the government agencies run America, the vote doesn't count, really, we're just going to let these people think it does, and all those policies went into effect, and the United Nations did their policies and the rest of it, Ron Paul would be on point, in my opinion. And this is the disaster I see happening. Ron Paul, to me, represents what we think in our brain cells because we're just catching up to the government from 1972.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, I've heard people talk about this kind of stuff and going back even as far as FDR and some of the stuff he implemented, but where can we research that, those policy statements or... You know, where can we find documents to show other people about this? Because essentially what you're talking about, it proves that anybody exercising authority over us pretty much is doing so as a pirate.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's absolutely right, Mike. You're absolutely right. They're stealing. We have lost. We have a lot. Remember, I did a Parker Pathway show where I was talking about how the body's divided up into various sections, and I wasn't joking. I mean, I gave you the companies and the people who wanted to do the research, because that's where they take you over. In fact, today's show, if I'm fortunate enough, I'll be talking about the medical consent form, which is a totally United Nations written. And the thing is, when you go into the hospital,
never sign anything without saying that. I'd say that you're signing something as a condition to get service, because they slap this stuff in front of you and you don't have time to read it or consult a dream team of lawyers to
exactly
see what your rights are.
Yeah, and you got it right, and that's one of the things that's coming in the thing. Now, if you're talking about the research of this thing, see, the whole thing is we're even late for research. In other words, like you take Obama, for instance. You can go to frontpage.com and you can do the research and make up your own mind. You can go to other things. But the
we'll run up on a break here.
Yeah. But I appreciate your calling the show and trying to see if you can hang on for a couple minutes.
I can, yeah.
Yeah, because we're coming up to the last hour.
The Berkeleyites' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and if Mike from Kentucky, are you still on here?
Yeah, I'm still there. What I was referring to when you talk about that is not necessarily for our own benefit, because I think most of us that are listening to this type of media have done enough research on our own to start showing that yeah, maybe we don't have the exact document or whatever to show somebody else, but we've proven it to ourselves that what we consider to be the government is some corrupted, corporatist, fascist, you know, system that no longer represents the people. When you mention policy changes in 1972, can we look at opinions of the Attorney General or opinions of the Supreme Court or executive orders to line this up?
Right now, the group of seven of the major industrial powers are meeting in Tokyo as we speak. They're getting ready to close the meeting in 2 hours because of the time difference between our time we have now and then. The group of seven is a very important tracking point. Anything that you can retrieve from what happened at that meeting is most illustrative.
Today?
The group of seven. Yeah, they're meeting right now, yeah, as we speak.
Okay.
And they've been there for 3 days. They've made most of their decisions. They usually have their memos sent out in such a way to sway, for instance, voters' minds around the world to various things. They're the ones that put people in, you know, like the leader of France and, you know, and America, the leader there, and the leader in Britain and all that. They sway it, you know, through economics. The other thing on the Supreme Court decisions are always important. Federal judges' opinions are always important. I always bring them up when I can that relate to what we're talking about. The other aspect of this is that a lot of people are going off of the floor of the American Congress and voting these bills in at about midnight. They've been doing that for years. Now they just make it routine.
Well, yeah, if they have enough, whatever the current rules are, and I think they adopt new sets of rules. It's almost like every Congress that comes in, you know, they may have a slightly different set of rules that have to be adopted. It's almost like each Congress that meets is a new operation or entity.
Mm-hmm.
1913, being an example a lot of people know about, they called a quorum and under a voice vote on during what everybody else thought was Christmas recess, that's when we got the Federal Reserve Act passed. And
mm-hmm.
apparently nobody raised enough of a ruckus to get it undone when they came back after Christmas break. They just, you know, there it was. That's what we have.
And they haven't. And that's an important example because no one's bothered to change it since.
No, and it could be. Apparently,
yeah.
The provisions are there. That's kind of what Ron Paul talks about,
mm-hmm.
is that it could be we could recall the stock in the Federal Reserve and
yeah.
abolish that system
but you
and
see,
print United
he's
States.
Totally, you see, he's totally right about everything he says, but the problem is that the globalists and the people who run from the Group of Seven and the processes of how the court decisions are made,
yeah.
even under an international law within the Supreme Court,
yeah.
affects us. Like you taking a
that was my point, is that we need to think long term because that's what they've been doing.
Oh, absolutely.
For
yeah.
generations.
You have to think.
But
like,
we can't just give up because Ron Paul ain't going to make it.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, we have to think like the Chinese 100-year plan. That's what we have to think about, not
right,
the 2-year plan.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I have to go off air now, but for the next hour for Parker Pathways, and I want you to call back, Mike. Thanks.